Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this beautiful Tuesday. Are these gorgeous days just going to keep coming one after another? I'm okay with it, actually. We've got plenty of water in the reservoirs and all that good stuff for summer, so I'll take some blue sky out there. Get rid of those winter blues. We've seen enough people that are in bad moods. Democrats. Yes, it is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to talk about something today? 884-9910, 884-9910, and always Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's get to our poll question today. Excuse me. Got a little bit of that in the throat today. Probably been speaking at too many events, but I can't help it. Just can't help it. Have to share the word. Actually speaking at a new group tomorrow night as well. But I love it. Share the information. Educate people. Ah, education. It's a very important thing. Education. I'm not talking necessarily about K through 12. Or definitely not talking about higher education. I'm talking about educating yourself. Finding out the facts, the truth. And I'm not talking about going to Snopes. That is, please, that's a joke. But I'll get to that in just a second. Yesterday's poll question, will the Nevada caucus app be secure or will it fail like Iowa's? Had four different suggestions for you there. 5% said yes. 27% said it'll work fine. But no one will believe the results anyway. 18% said no. 50% of those taking part in the poll said it's going to fail like everything the Democrats do. Yeah, I like that one. But here's today's question. Because yesterday I urged you to go onto the website of fff.org. And read an article by Christy Smith that was actually put out back on the 10th. So last week, week and a half ago. Compulsory education, the bane of learning and freedom. Mm-hmm. It's a really good article. And it got me thinking, is that actually something that we could do? To think about it. So today's question, should we eliminate compulsory school attendance? And for those who don't know, that is by law, you have to go to school in a government facility or otherwise approved. Interesting. Remember all that talk about school vouchers? And that was voted down and doing things that are best for the kids. Letting kids go to what school their parents have looked into and is better for them. Helping them financially pay for it with those vouchers. You know, basically people giving people back their own money. No. They don't want to do that. Because that's also how they get paid. They want the money. All about the money. All about big administrative costs, like salaries, pensions, making sure that those who have played the game are well taken care of. $360,000 out there right now. How many new teachers could that have been? $360,000 out there right now just to find a new superintendent who you're not going to get a choice in. And the last three, yeah, have done nothing for the Washoe County School District. Nothing. Oh, wait, more kids are graduating. All right. You believe that more kids are graduating with the ability to go out and provide for themselves, get a good job. Yeah, okay. Again, it's called education, to where you need to educate yourself that the numbers, again, are false. They're being manipulated. Why? Money. It's always money. Those who have it want more. Those who don't have it want more. See a problem here. Everybody wants more and more and more. But who does that come from? It's not coming from the rich. It's definitely not coming from the poor. It's coming from you and I. Those ones stuck right in the middle. But who's suffering for the education system that we have let grow into a beast? It's the kids. Science isn't being taught. Feelings are being taught. 18 to 30 different genders is being taught. Science tells us, science, hard fact, two genders. Sorry. Everything after that is just a lifestyle choice. It's just a choice. It's a choice you make. If you feel you were forced to make it, well, okay. But it's still a choice you make. Just because you made choice to have a hoo-hoo made or to attach certain body parts doesn't mean that you are of that gender. Biologically. And thank goodness the kids are finally starting to fight back. Because those are the people who have to take the stand, are the kids. And fight for this. Girls, boys, whichever. The attack seems to go mostly on the women. So much for feminism. But it seems we're always talking about the girls' sports that the transgenders are invading. You know what? if you want to transition into a girl, that's fine. We just have to redefine girls' sports as biological girls' sports. Biological boys' sports. It's all in semantics. And then we can have a team that is gender neutral. And if you want to join the gender neutral team, you can do that. If you don't want to, then you can join the biological girls team. Give kids the choice. Adults can't do it because then we're just racist and hate mongers and homophobes. And it's like, wait a minute. Somebody just did this the other day that I was talking online with. Supposed to be having one of those intelligent conversations. And we were talking about the homeless situation. And I was saying, well, you know, look at what Sparks is doing. They enforce the law. Why don't you talk to the mayor? Why don't you talk to the police chief? And immediately got the message back. What? You mean that homophobe of a mayor? How did the conversation go from upholding the law and the homeless, and now we're doing name calling? And excuse me, but I thought transgender was something completely different. That's not about being against gay or anything like that. So, in other words, supporters in the community can't even get it straight. It's just about name calling. And feminism in today's society is not about empowering women. Celebrities backtracking on that when they say that, you know, I don't call myself a feminist. I don't call myself a feminist. It ain't what it started out to be. But see, that's how they suck you into things. They lull you into the fact, oh, we're doing right for women. We're empowering women. We're teaching women to stand up for themselves. And then look what it becomes. And then when you don't want to call yourself a feminist, boy, do they come down hard on you. It's just the way they work. And when I say they, you know exactly who I'm talking about. So should we eliminate compulsory school attendance, compulsory education? Or should we find something better, work up something better for the next generation that creates personal responsibility, personal empowerment, personal education? Because of the indoctrination program that they've got going on right now is going to bite us in the butt in just a few years. Oh, wait. It already has. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Sorry about that. It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I just talk away with producer Craig and I'm doing all kinds of stuff during the break and not paying attention. So I just took a bite of my protein bar. So I'm sorry that you have to listen to that. I will try and be quiet and do it gently. So as I talk about education, and please go on to 991fmtalk.com, where you can find all kinds of great stuff, like podcast of the show, but more importantly, today's poll question. Should we put an end to compulsory school attendance, compulsory education? Because what do you get when the government educates your children? You get a government education. What's a government education? Well, it depends on who is leading in the government at the time and who's putting policy changes out and who's putting out, well, basically the curriculum and what teachers are going to teach. Oh, Monica, that's not right. It's the county that puts out the curriculum. It's the teachers that come together and put out the curriculum. It's the state that puts out the curriculum. Mm-hmm. Keep telling yourself that. That's why it's important for you to educate yourself. Because who are kids going to turn to when Common Core math doesn't work? And yes, I know 6 times 5 is 30. I get speaking fast and my brain doesn't keep up. So stop emailing me. But here's the thing. The education system makes it so hard for kids to actually learn things. I mean, real things. Things that are going to not only enhance them and empower them, but that will also bring the country forward, bring businesses forward, technology, being creative, being self-starters, being, well, independent thinkers. When you're told to just sit down and pay attention in class, what do you get? It was funny, of course. I had to get in on the whole President's Day marathon of Last Man Standing. I love that show. And it was the episode where Eve wanted to get out of geometry, or at least with her teacher, and go to another teacher because the class was easier and she needed to get an A. And what the teacher said, that's funny, the kids change, the classes change, the teachers change, but there's something that doesn't change. And that's the geometry. But as you may have seen or heard me talking about on WCSD Rants and Raves, that's Washoe County School District Rants and Raves on Facebook, teachers take it upon themselves now to just make sure kids are feeling good about themselves. Let a child go onto the honor roll list because, well, he had a 3.0. So, okay, you're close enough. When everyone's a winner, no one is challenged. I know that when I was in school, I wanted to be challenged. I want to be challenged now. Because it makes me work harder. It makes me work smarter. And when you're not challenging kids, this is their developmental time. This is where they're sponges, especially in elementary school. This is where they learn going forward. And if they're learning that we're supposed to go with our feelings over facts, then if you thought Brett Kavanaugh, that whole process was the beginning, was the tough part, that'll never happen again. You are in for a very rude awakening. Because the people who are more concerned about feelings are entrenched in the deep swamp, are entrenched in the swamps of every state, every county, of every city. And President Trump, well, he can't do it all. He can't drain all of the swamps. We have to do it. Time for a Fox News update here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk, when you want it and when you need it. 884-9910, the number to call in if you've got something that you'd like to talk about today. But let me tell you, let me go over this poll question again at 991fmtalk.com. Should we eliminate compulsory school attendance? When the founders of this country decided to fight for this country, to break away from the Brits, it was a great idea. So many people thought so that, well, they sacrificed everything for it. They sacrificed their land, their property, even their lives. It was put into place. It was going good for a lot of years. But then people with bad intentions, people who wanted more for themselves and for who they wanted to support, what they wanted to support, has pretty much turned this country into what it is today. What is it today? It's already a socialist country. People just won't admit it. Because that final straw, you know, that straw that broke the camel's back, it hasn't dropped yet. As Bernie comes to town and Biden and Buttigieg and all the rest, they talk about Medicare for all. Yet I have not heard one person ask the most important question. Because they're not concerned about it. They're concerned about what they get out of it. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? What I would like to hear one of these candidates answer is, will you participate in the program? If Medicare for all is so great, Bernie, AOC, will you give up your government? Oh, wait. American people, American taxpayer paid for health care and join all of us in Medicare for All. Will you participate in it? That's what I want to hear. And I can't wait to hear the answer. I don't see how anybody in their right mind can run for president. They're not doing it for us. At least this batch on the Democrat side. They're doing it for themselves. And that's really scary. You look at people like Michael Bloomberg, just like our governor, which, by the way, with all those campaign contributions, helped get him in to be the governor, doesn't care about the little people, doesn't care about the rurals, the farmers, the people who actually make this country work and make this country great. Because I might want to remind you, Bloomy, Mini Mike, whatever we're calling him, if it weren't for those farmers and ranchers that you degrade so easily, you wouldn't have food on your plate. Oh, I'm sure the bioengineers out there can create something for you. But you wouldn't have good, real food on your plate. And it all goes back to education. What kind of education do you want for your children? It's important to ask yourself this as a parent. Because, well, they're not getting it. They're not getting the math, the science, the important things that will get them to the next level. How do we do this? Well, there's a group called Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. And we tried to stage a coup back in September of last year. Keep your kids home. Going into a new semester, just keep your kids home. And it fell on deaf ears. Because teachers are being intimidated. Parents are being intimidated. Parents don't have the time. They got to get the kids to school because, well, that's basically getting them to the babysitter. But even one day would make a difference. Because if the teachers and the parents could understand that their numbers together would crush those people intimidating them. Crush them. Somebody challenged me on this at one of the Nevada Patriots meetings. Said, "You really think it's better to keep kids out of school?" And I hate to be so blunt and public, but I said, hell yes. Absolutely. It's better to keep kids out of school rather than go in front of the school board? Yes. Hell yes. Absolutely. And then fortunately, Ken Gray was standing next to me and decided to speak up as well and said, the best place for the best education my child is going to get is standing next to me and being with me. That's the real education. the life education, the standing up for yourself education. To the parents of Nick Sandman, you did a hell of a job. Do you recognize that name? Nick Sandman? How about Covington Kid? How about probably multimillionaire now because of suing CNN? Good for him. What did Nick do in the face of adversity? When he was being targeted by two different groups, the one group slinging all the slurs, the other group pounding drums in front of him. He stood his ground. And he just smiled. I would have loved to have known what was going on in Nick's head. What was he telling himself? What do any of us tell ourselves? Stand your ground. Don't waver. Look him in the eye. Keep that smile on your face. Don't spit. Don't start name calling. Don't push. Don't shove. Don't scream at them. Just stand your ground and smile. Nothing is more frustrating to the left, to the liberals, to the socialists, progressive, blah, 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 whatever they're calling themselves, communists. Nothing is more annoying to them than knowing that they can't break through. They can't get to you. And that's a great education for kids, but an even better education for adults, for parents, for teachers, for law enforcement, for state employees, for city employees, county employees. The ones who are being intimidated by those who, always want to shout everybody else down. Stand your ground and just smile. Don't fall into their traps. Don't yell back. Just stand your ground and smile. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. You know your voice is always welcome here. And at monica@991fmtalk.com. More on education, because there's some important meetings coming up that your voice needs to be heard. You need to take the time. I'll tell you about them coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Little Lou Vega for you there. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a novel thought. FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. Let's do this. Let's think about the kids. I will send this to producer Craig. I just received this morning. Oh, jeez. He works like I do. I received this morning from John Eppolito at 3:42. Well, I went to bed at 3, so I missed it. Either he's up really late like I am, or he's up really early like I'm not. But this is a friendly reminder that just because we have an on-off year for our legislature, that doesn't mean that they're not working. It's called interim. Nevada Interim Legislative Committees. And the one on education is going to be meeting in 2 days. 2 days. Thursday at 11:30. Yeah, I know. Don't complain to me about the time. I get it. But how important is your child's or Nevada children's education? And you better have your thoughts together because you only get 2 minutes. You only get 2 minutes to speak. And it's usually at the beginning of the meeting. You can do it in Las Vegas, or you can do it in Carson City. But you have to speak up. These apps that the schools are using, it's bad for the kids. It's bad for Nevada. Who's it good for? The Chinese. The FBI. Do you still respect them? The hardworking men and women of the Federal Bureau of Investigation? I'm not talking about the slags like Comey and McCabe. I'm talking the men and women of the FBI. They have acknowledged that the Chinese are building a massive database on every American. How do they do that? Well, they do it through our schools. They do it through apps. Why do you think 5G technology is such an issue and is so dangerous for American people? The Chinese own Edmodo. They bought it. Why did they buy it? Because it has all of the student data and student profiles that Edmodo created on U.S. school children. I mean, the government even put out a public service announcement. Unfortunately, Nevada kids, they use this program on a regular basis. Kahoot! School districts in Nevada still use Kahoot. Why? Because it's free. It's free! Yeah. We'll give you this free app that will help your school system, help your school district, help your school keep track. Kids can participate. We're going to link the parents and the teachers and the kids and yada, yada, yada. And it's free. Oh, what a great help. Nothing is ever free. And what's going to be coming down the pike is, well, it's really troublesome. If one person dies from an app, do you think parents would wake up and pay more attention? Well, in October of 2019, a Bishop Minogue student took the three-question test that was called Should I Kill Myself? On Kahoot. The next day, he committed suicide. suicide. What are in these apps? Do parents know? No. The teachers know everything? No. Do the administrators know? No. But we continue to let the kids use them. And even if it is voted down, say, okay, we're not going to stop, or we're going to stop using it here in Washoe County, it's going to take them up to 14 months to get it out of the system. It's a racket. And the price that we're paying is all of the personal information on our kids. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1.